Welcome to today's Lab Science Update here at the Brighteon.com studios. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and we have been incubating this sample from Dr. Jane Ruby, who collected it from what she calls, I think, chemtrails fallout or maybe mystery fog. It's from the West Palm Beach, Florida area. We've shown you a couple of times some different microscopy images from this sample. And today, we're going to show you what's new because we've been incubating it now for at least a week and a half. I may have killed it, at least I thought I killed it, because it dried out. Yeah, there's the incubation chamber, which is it's a chicken egg hatching incubator. Turns out to be great for this experiment. Highly recommended. It even rotates it every once in a while like you want to do chicken eggs. So I thought I killed it because it ran out of water. That was my fault. And then I looked at it today and it's come back to life. So let's back up here. Let me start from the microscope image, if you could show that. So here is what it looks like before incubation. And this is a live image on my microscope right now. Look, it looks like a marshmallow. This is zoomed in of this sample right here that is, I mean, it's interesting. You know, you can zoom around, you can look at all the weird stuff, but this is the sample dry, okay? Before incubation, let me change the lens to zoom way out. There you go. There's what it looks like dry, okay? It's still pretty interesting. There's a lot of weird stuff in here, but it gets way more interesting when you start to incubate it. This is the plastic that we were just looking at under the microscope, okay? And so just to prove it to you, I mean, it looks like you can't see really anything here, but I'm gonna put it under the microscope right now. There it is, okay? So that's what I was just showing you, and then we can zoom in with the microscope. But this piece of plastic, again, this is dry, this has not been incubated, so now I'm gonna set this aside and we're gonna show you the incubated Jane Ruby sample, and then we're gonna incubate this sample. In addition, we're gonna start a new incubation of this one with saline solution. So let me go grab this. All right, so now we're gonna place this sample, which you can probably even see right now, it's growing some additional stuff. We're gonna put this under the microscope. I haven't seen this myself for over a week, and we're gonna have a look around and see what's going on here. All right, and now we can start to look around and we can just try to get a sense of what's here. So, wow, right away, some of this is pretty interesting. So these blobs, I don't remember seeing these large blobs before. These blobs are definitely different. But what I'm really noticing is some freaky stuff around the edges. So these colonies, whatever these are apparently growing in some pretty large numbers. So I think we should take a look at these and see if we can figure out what this is. Okay, this is clearly brand new stuff. We did not see this any other time that we looked at these images. And just to be clear, this is growing in the auger. And I had sort of rinsed the plastic with saline solution. And so this is growing off the plastic at this point. I don't know what this is. It's definitely alive and it's definitely getting larger. This is also interesting. If you look in here, how it's growing these like strands or fins, or I don't know, what do you call this? Like weird looking feather things. Hey, and that looks like one of those weird eggs there that maybe hatched. You see that? Let me zoom in on that. So that's there, and then around that has grown up all this crazy stuff. Whatever this is, I don't know. But it's got structure, and it's clearly, wow, what is this stuff? It's clearly alive, okay? So if anybody had any question of whether this is alive, the answer is yes. This is absolutely alive. All right, let's cruise around. Now, this sample has kind of dried out quite a bit right now, but it has left behind a lot of interesting structures here. What do you even call this stuff? little coral reefs, which I'm not saying it is, obviously, but it looks like that. That's freaky. What do you suppose that is? This is some of that dried out mold that we showed last time. This kind of hairy mold stuff. There we go. Now you can see it quite clearly. Like little spider webs. Okay. That grew since we started incubating it. Well, I don't know what this is, but I don't want to be breathing it in. Whatever it is falling out of the sky. Oh, this is interesting. Wow. Holy moly. Well, this is an interesting growth pattern. I don't know what this is, but it's part of what's growing. More egg hatchery stuff, looks like. And then this is very mysterious. This looks like, to me, it looks like some kind of life form. There's another interesting, wow, that's a really interesting view. Doesn't that look like something out of Aliens? Looks like the aliens are hatching. That one looks like it has a face. Looks like it's gonna come out and have a conversation with you. What do you think now, guys, huh? Oh, here's another example of that. What is that? Doesn't that look like some kind of like nanostructure? Well, what can you say? All kinds of weird life in here. Holy, look at that. Isn't that like fractal geometry? Look at that. Okay, so there's an overview of what we've seen here. And again, this is the sample from Dr. Jane Ruby, sent from Florida. And, you know, we could spend hours going through this. It's just, it's a mystery realm. But clearly it's alive and it's continuing to grow. So what I'm going to do here today is I'm just going to add some more saline solution to it to give it some, you know, some additional liquid. And then I'm going to put the other sample that I showed you earlier in the Petri dish. There it is. Yep. I'm going to put the saline solution on that, and we'll put them both in incubation, and then we'll check them again. Here we go. All right, now we're incubating those at human body temperature. And you see it's rotating right there, the auto rotation. Always spooky when that starts moving over there. It's human body temperature. We are using a grow light on it now to give it some photosynthesis potential. And I think that's what caused it to dry out. So I think we got to back the light off quite a bit, so it's not like right on top of it. I think it got a little too hot, a little baked, you know. So we're going to do that, and then we'll bring you an update next time. So thank you for watching today. Mike Adams here at brighttown.com and naturalnews.com, where you can find all the photos posted at Natural News. Thank you for watching today, and I want to thank Dr. Jane Ruby for providing and collecting this sample and joining me for analysis. We'll have her back on when we get to the next big aha stage on this. Thanks for joining me today. Take care. The economy's tough. Trade embargoes are underway. Trade wars. The supply chain is taking a beating. A lot of people are losing jobs right now. So what are we doing to help you be able to afford clean food and high potency nutrition? Well, here at healthrangerstore.com, we've just launched a program called Buy More, Save More. And if you go to healthrangerstore.com/save, that's all you have to enter in, healthrangerstore.com/save. You'll see that we have 209 products on this special program, which gives you an automatic discount coupon code when you purchase a higher quantity. For example, Health Rangers Hawaiian Astaxanthin right here. You click on that, and you can, this is your normal savings of 29%, or you can go here and you can buy more, save more. You can buy 3, get 5%, buy 6, get 6%. We don't have like massive margins on these, by the way. So, but these savings are significant. And then if you click grab this deal, then it adds that to your shopping cart and it puts the discount code in there automatically. So there's your discounted price. Buy more, save more on all 209 products that we have available on this program. Everything from chlorella to nascent iodine, concentrated mineral drops, as you can see, many, many items. We've done this for you. Now, you might ask, how can we do this when all these tariffs are kicking in on China, like 150% tariffs? And so imported products from China are going up in price. Well, guess what? We don't import anything from China, except I think goji berries. But we've been China free in our supply chain, or almost 100% China free for many, many years. So we are not impacted by these high tariffs from China. Now, there are 10% tariffs on products from other countries, and we do source different materials from different countries, just depending on the material. For example, we get our non-GMO vitamin C out of the United Kingdom because we don't buy GMO vitamin C from China, which is the cheap vitamin C that everybody else sells. So we have high-end non-GMO vitamin C. And yeah, it's more expensive, but it's not going up in price because we're not hit by the tariff. So this is why we're able to put together these savings for you and actually pass along discounts at a time when almost all the other retailers are hiking their prices because they source almost everything from China. It's kind of like the dirty little secret of the nutrition industry. People getting everything from China, from, you know, herbs and vitamins and nutrients and amino acids and all of it. Most of it actually comes from China, folks. So that's going to get very expensive, but we're able to help save you money with this program. Buy more, save more. So check it out. Again, it's at healthrangerstore.com/save. And you can scroll down and see everything that we have available for you. So many different solutions, everything from personal care products to here's Manuka honey, and here's our tooth salt, and here's whey protein, and broccoli sprout powder high in natural sulforaphane, which is an amazing molecule. You know, so much more, right? Food, supplements, storable foods, superfoods, personal care products, home care, all kinds of products available on this program. Buy more, save more. And trust me, you're never going to see lower prices than this for the future. Because, well, you know, inflation, the dollar's collapsing, so everything's going up in price no matter what. But thank God that our supply chain has banned Chinese suppliers for many, many years. You know, again, except for goji berries, which come from the Tibetan high altitude regions of China. So thank goodness we made that decision many years ago so that our products are not skyrocketing in price, even during this trade war. So yes, you can stay healthy. You can have outstanding nutrition, outstanding superfoods. You can boost your preps during this trade war by shopping with us at healthrangerstore.com/save. And thank you for your support.